On FM, online and DAB Digital Radio.
105 Today.
Cambridge 105.
For service personnel who have witnessed the death of comrades in recent conflicts, Remembrance Day can be very difficult. Former soldier Kirk Bowett shared his thoughts with Phil Minot. Our feature begins with the story of Frank, born in Trumpington in 1888, who served as a soldier with 12th Battalion, Duke of Cambridge's own Middlesex Regiment, and was killed in action on the 16th of October 1917.
I've come to the High Street in Trumpington to the War Memorial, which was built in 1921. Like most people, I have a connection to a war memorial, a family one. My grandfather played the first last post here when it was first opened, and he went on playing the last post every year up into the late 70s. He saw action in the First World War, along with one of his brothers, Frank. There's a Frank Minor on the west-facing side. That was my grandfather's brother, and he saw action in the then Duke of Cambridge's own 12th Middlesex. Frank Minot was killed in action in 1916. So war memorials offer for a lot of us a physical contact, perhaps, with our past and our ancestors. But what about people today, people who see action? What do we do to remember them? And how should we remember them and honour them? Oh, that's a lovely brew. Thank you. I needed that. Now, I've travelled a few miles just along the road from Trumpington, and I've caught up with Kirk Bowett. Kirk is known to us at Cambridge 105. You're a regular contributor. You're a former British Army soldier, and you're an amputee as a result of your service. And you're probably well-known nationwide now for your recent appearance in The Hunted on Channel 4.
Yeah, that's right. Just bear in mind, we did that for Blesma, so that's for the Limbless Veterans. So
it's Remembrance Sunday. A lot of people are going to be searching for ways to remember and honour the fallen, people who have obviously given their lives for the country. How do you, as a former soldier, how do you cope with Remembrance Sunday?
Obviously, with being a recent service leaver, and the conflicts in Northern Ireland, Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 30 years combined, a lot of veterans have had personal losses, friends, colleagues, family members. And I'd probably say that in the last few years, I found it very difficult during the remembrance period. Maybe 10 years ago, I could go to a parade or to a ceremony and be able to remember my friends and parents, friends and grandparents, openly. But now I find a lot of colleagues and friends now find this period very difficult. Myself and my wife, we're both veterans. Both of us served a combined 30 years in the infantry and military police. And I served in Iraq and Carol also served in Afghanistan. And both of us find this time of year very difficult. So we take our young family, maybe go away for the weekend, switch the TV off. So when you do go to a parade and you see the older members of the armed forces there, these are people who have maybe come to terms with their losses. Those who are grieving still after losing colleagues and friends in more recent conflicts, they may not be there at the moment because they're busy keeping themselves busy because it is still very raw for them.
You mentioned the word raw. Is there such a thing as survivor's guilt?
There is a survivor's guilt aspect to it. A lot of it is with modern conflict, it's coming to terms with what it was all about. You know, you're losing. I mean, I remember recently losing a few colleagues. And they're still vivid in my mind. You know, the Facebook profiles were still there till maybe only a couple of years ago. And it's trying to put it all in perspective as to why they have sacrificed their lives. And, you know, there's a lot of things in the media about, you know, the remembrance being a political cause, or it's there to, you know, celebrate and you know, war. It's actually not. It's there for us to have a moment to remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy today or take for granted today, irrespective of what the politicians have sent us to do, whether whatever conflict to be or whatever disagreements anyone has with that, a serviceman, a servicewoman goes into service faithfully and loyally to provide the service to their country and their people.
Is that something which is as strong today as it was from when you first joined the army?
I think society fluctuates. It goes through changes. And obviously, we've been through two major conflicts that have had not favourable outcomes, and the world is a more dangerous place as a result. But we will always need people there to defend the country and defend freedoms. I joined up off the back of the Balkans conflict when I saw my regiment serving in Bosnia, and I saw men from my hometown in a peacekeeping role in a combat environment. And we need to remember that, you know, our armed forces are there. They do an amazing job. They are, you know, they're accountable for their every actions. And most conflicts that they go in to fight, they're doing it to try and improve the environment that they're in and make the place a safer, more stable environment. And I believe majority of the service personnel that I've come across are, you know, the selflessing, their commitment to making the environment that they're operating in a safer place.
Is it important for current service personnel to know that members of the British public, particularly on Remembrance Sunday, are actually finding a few minutes to stand aside to honour them?
It's vitally important that young servicemen and women know that the population are behind them in whatever they're doing. And remembrance parades, especially for the service personnel that are in uniform, stood in three ranks and whatever parade they're at, the population surrounding them, it's a combined community of support for them and what they're doing. But bearing in mind, a lot of the a lot of the work that service people do is above and beyond the call of a normal day-to-day job, and there's a saying of that, you know, they're signed up to a blank check policy of their life, and at any time the government can turn around and point them in the direction of danger, and potentially they could go and sacrifice their life for the cause. And to, as a soldier, to know that your population are behind you, and with Remembrance Parade as an open sign of that support, it's important for service personnel.
What would you say to a teenager who was listening to this, and they said to you, but Kurt, Remembrance Sunday is about what happened a long time ago?
We always turn around and ring fence Remembrance Sunday around the conflicts of the Great War, the First World War, and modern conflicts have shown, wars and conflicts are ongoing, and you know, the military will always end up in operations internationally, and especially with, you know, conflicts happening throughout the world with terrorism and combating terrorism. We're remembering every person that has lost their life up until today. So it's not just confined to the Great War. It's all conflicts, all sacrifices from all nations. And it acts as a reminder as to how terrible war can be, and hopefully act as a preventative measure for future conflicts.